We're in Simen Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing tefillin. We are up to Sif Chaf Ches, and we'll be doing through Sif Lamed Beis. Sif Chaf Ches. Yesh li zoher shelo yikanes rosh halamed ba'avir ahei. You should see to it that the top of the lamed does not go into a hey o haches, either a hey or a ches on the line above it, below Negiya, without touching it, even though it is without touching it. Now, what is this halacha? Now, this halacha includes several different cases. The first thing is that every single letter has its own airspace. Meaning, if you're talking about a letter like a hey, a ches, a kaf, although they're open from one side, we say that the letter takes up that entire square. The entire area of the letter belongs to that letter. Therefore, you should not have a piece of another letter invading. Lechatchila, therefore, you should not have the top of the lamed going into the airspace of any letter which is above it. Now, this is all lechatchila. Yesh li zoher. How about b'diyeved? So, b'diyeved, it works like this. Number one, if it's clear that the top letter is the letter and the bottom one is just in there a little bit and really doesn't make a difference, then b'diyeved, that's kosher. If you've got a whole piece of another letter, say that whole yud of the lamed that is sitting inside a ches, what you would have to do is cover the bottom letter and then ask a child to look at it. If he looks at that letter and cannot make it out, he just can't understand what letter that is because it's got this top of a lamed in it, then the letter is puzzle. So invading airspace where it does not change the form of the letter is fine. Where it will confuse a child would be puzzle. In a letter such as a dalid or a resh, if you have the top of the lamed that is actually in its airspace, then what you've created is a hey. Right? You've just given your dalid or resh a little foot on the left side, which would then turn it into a hey. Even if a child would understand that little tip there doesn't belong there, nevertheless, that letter is puzzle. You don't even have to bother asking the child. You have created a hey, it is the wrong letter. So as a rule, lechatchila, you do not allow any letter to invade the airspace of any other letter. Every letter gets its own airspace. It gets its own square or rectangle, depending on the letter. If it did b'di'evit, it clearly does not change the tzura of the letter above it, then that's fine. If you think that a child may be confused, what you have to do is cover the lower letter and then have a child read it and see if he does indeed get confused, in which case it's possible. In the case of a resh or a dalid, even if a child would recognize the dalid or resh as a dalid and resh and see this as something else, the letter is puzzle because you have written a hey, whether you wanted to or not. Sif chavtes. Im ein ha-parshios shkuros befiv. If the parshios are not shugar befiv, means you haven't written a lot, you do not know the parshios balpeh. The halacha is tzorech sheyichtov mitoch haksav. You are not allowed to write unless you actually look at a ksav, where this is written, and then write from that. So that you have to write mitoch haksav. The Bach says that even if it is shogar bepiv, you're really supposed to write mitoch haksav anyway. But the halacha, as far as the Shulchan Aruch, is that if you do know it by heart, you don't have to bother. Lamed. Eino rashay lichtov elin ken yodea likros. You don't write unless you know how to read. We're afraid that if someone doesn't know what he's writing, then he can easily get confused. So that the writer should be someone who knows what he is writing. Now Lamed Aleph goes back to what we discussed in Chavtes. Imeino kosav mitoch haksav. Say he knows it by heart, so he's not writing mitoch haksav. Lo yichtov al peh shemakri osa acher. You cannot rely on the fact that someone else is reading it and then you're writing it. What you have to do is say the word afterwards as well. Now, the halacha is as follows. When you're writing, whether it's mitoch haksav or because someone else is reading it out for you, you must repeat the letter nevertheless. The halacha is you must say the letter as you're about to write it. Every letter should be, the Bach in fact brings down, that what you're doing is you are saying the letter, and when you write, that letter is now including the pronunciation that you just gave it. So that you create a letter by saying it and writing it. So you're supposed to say it and then write it, whether you are reading it or whether you're hearing it from somebody else. Similarly, if you're saying it bal peh, if you are writing bal peh, you should also say every letter before you do write it. Now the question comes up, what happens if somebody knows part of the parsha bal peh and not the other one? Does he have to read it, nevertheless, the entire parsha? Or can he do the part that he knows bal peh and just say the letters and write them, and the parts he doesn't know bal peh read and copy from something else? So the halacha is that you can rely on your knowing even part of it bal peh to write that part bal peh. But once again, the Bach says that that is not lachatchila. The ideal way of writing the letters is saying them and only then writing them. And even there we saw that lachatchila, you're supposed to copy it from the written word. Further, Lamed Beis, Tzarech laniach cholok lemala, you should leave space above where you're writing in the parchment, kidei gago shel lamed, in order that you have room to comfortably write the top of a lamed without it going off the cloth. And the Rama adds, shiu gamken mukafim gvil, and also the lamed should have a little bit of parchment before it hits the end. So how much space do you have to leave? Enough for a lamed and a drop of parchment. In the Mishnah Berurah, he mentions that of the thickness of a nail, a tziporin. Further, ulamata, how much under it? Kishir kaf venun pshuta, so that you'll be able to write the long osios sophios without having a problem that they're not mukav gvil. Ubitchilason v'sofan, how about the beginning and the end? In other words, the right and left of the parshia. Ain't tzarech laniach klal. The Mechaber says that there's no need to leave anything. You can start writing immediately as long as it's mukav gvil. So that according to the Mechaber, you need the top and the bottom so that the letters will be mukav gvil, including the longer ones, the lamed on top, the kaf and nun sofir on the bottom. On the sides, just make sure the letters themselves don't touch the edge. Leave a little bit of space and that's enough. And once again, the minhag is to leave the thickness of a nail. A thickness of a nail in addition to the lamed. Says the Rama, now miu nagu hasofrim laniach tzas betchila v'sof. The minhag is to leave a little bit at the beginning and the end. The minhag, according to some are machmir, and they leave over enough space at the beginning so that it will be able to circle the entire cloth without beginning the parasha. In other words, that you will have an entire circle when you roll it up, which has no writing on it. The tzarech laniach bein kol teva v'teva kim lo os. You should leave lechatchila between words the shear of a letter. You're supposed to leave lechatchila melo os between letters. If you can, if there is less than that, but you can clearly see that there are two words, that's good too. V'chein bein ashitin kim lo shita, between lines, you should leave enough space to write an entire line. The minhag is not this way. It's only done in a sefer Torah like that, but in tefillin not. Uvein kol os kemelo chut hasara, between letters, the amount of space to have a hair there. Kemo b'sefer Torah, all these halachas are like by sefer Torah, and once again, with regard to the lines, the minhag is not that way. Gam tzorech laniach ma'at cholok bein posuk l'posuk. It is also right to leave over a little extra space between the psukim. Now, lahalachi here, the Magen Avraham and the Gros say that this is unnecessary, and this is the minhag, not to leave more space between the psukim than between any other words.